Blog Talk Radio.
I'm born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to reign,
say.
Born to reign in life.
I am no ordinary person.
I'm no ordinary person.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm dancing for
sing praise. It like you believe it.
Born to reign.
Born to reign.
Born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm dancing for
circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters tend to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no. Sing it like you mean it, say. Ooh, na, 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 wo, yo.
I'm
no ordinary, ordinary, no, 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 no.
I'm destined for greatness.
Oh, yes, yes, I am.
You are born to win. Born to reign in life. You're no ordinary person. You are destined, created by God for greatness. Father God, we come to you this morning giving you thanks and praise just for the great and awesome God that you are and the loving Father that you are. We thank you for your faithfulness in our lives, your faithful hand, you know, watching over us as we go out, watching over us as we come in. We want to thank you, O God, that you are, you know, the worker of the miracles. You are the signs and the wonders worker. We want to say thank you, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that you sent to save us, to deliver us, to, you know, so that we wouldn't be victims on the earth. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you this morning. You are in our midst, and we welcome you. Teach us. Speak to us. Speak to us individually. Speak to us as one. Speak to us today. Guide us. Send the answers, the direction, the guidance that each one needs. And to you, Lord, be all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Open your mouths now and let's begin to give God thanks. Begin to thank him. Whatever is in your life, every good thing in your life has come from God. Doesn't matter what you're passing through. Don't look at that. Look at God. Look at God. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Take your eyes off of what's not and put your eyes on what is. Come on, you're here this morning. Therefore, because you're alive, every possibility still exists. So come on, give God thanks. Thank him for your health. Thank him for your strength. Thank him for your family, your children, your loved ones. Things may not be 100% as you want it, but so what? It'll get there. But give him thanks. When you give God thanks, things increase. The blessing increases. Come on, give him thanks. When you murmur, you trap yourself. When you murmur, you stagnate. When you murmur, you bring the curse on yourself. So come on, open your mouths and praise him. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Father, we return as one man, one voice this morning to say thank you. You have done all things well. You have done all things well. You have done all things well. And we say thank you. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. The Bible says the Lord shall perfect that which concerneth you. Psalm 138, verse 8. So if there's anything still hanging, the Lord will perfect it. But in the meantime, you give thanks. Remember the children of Israel, right? Murmuring, complaining. And they saw the Red Sea part. Come on now. They saw so many signs and wonders. But the devil does that, right? People have breakthroughs in their lives. But, you know, but this isn't. But this. And so they live in the but this. And they never experience the full abundance, right? Because why? They're not in Thanksgiving. And when you're not in Thanksgiving, you know, God's presence pulls away from you. And so when God's presence is not there, what do you have? More complaining. That's why complainers are always complaining. They're always worrying. There's always something to worry about. Always something to come. No Thanksgiving. Man, you want to make every breath a praise and a thanks. You hear me? Every breath a praise and a thanks. Every breath a praise and a thanks. Every breath a praise and a thanks. If you have a testimony, hit one on your keypad. And we'll give you an opportunity to share. And a testimony is simply to tell us briefly what was the situation, what did you do, and what did God do. In the meantime, let's give God thanks according to Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And so let's thank God like this. Father, we thank you for your divine protection over our lives, our families, our properties, and all our endeavors since the year began. Come on, let's begin to thank him. Father, we thank you for your divine protection over our lives, our families, our properties, and all our endeavors since the year began. Come on. Father, we thank you, Lord, for divine protection over our lives, our families, our properties, and all our endeavors since the year began. Almighty God, we want to say thank you this morning. We don't take anything for granted. Thank you for your divine protection, Lord. We've gone out and we've come in. We thank you for our families, oh God, you've been watching over them. Lord, we thank you for our property. Lord, the enemy might have come to steal, to kill, to destroy, but you were there. And oh, thank you, God. If the plans of the enemy could not pass, was of none effect. Lord, we want to say thank you this morning. Father, we thank you for divine protection over our lives, our families, our property, and all our endeavors since the year began. Come on, from the depths of your heart, begin to thank him. Father, we thank you for divine protection over our lives, our families, our property, and all our endeavors since the year began. And to you, Lord, to you alone be all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, today we're going to do something a little different. I've always wanted to do a call with just testimony. And so today is going to be that. I have some documented testimonies here, and certainly if you have a testimony, you know, just hit one and we'll just interweave it all. But I believe that these testimonies will build our faith. You know, testimonies are prophetic arrows, you know, and but, you know, what God does for one, he does for all. And so when you hear, you know, how somebody came through something and what they did, you know, it builds your faith and empowers you and encourages you, you know. And today also is the last winner's call. Today will be the last day that I will be doing the winner's call in this way. I have a next level assignment from God. And so we will no longer be gathering here. But, you know, we are always together in spirit. God has blessed us. He's given us almost 8 years together, right? We started in 2011. I think it's eight. Patty, are you there? Vivi, are you there? Is that eight? Somebody tell me. But so today is the last winner's call. And if you have anything to share, you know, we'll also interweave that with the testimonies. You know, when God speaks, I listen, and there's with God, you know, when you get direction from God, you don't linger, right? don't linger. So the time has come for this. My season is up for this. But I believe that we got what we needed to get. I believe that, you know, the insights that we have brought to you thus far, you know, your plate is full. And all you have to do now, and I have to do now, is run with what we've learned, right? And read the books of the anointed teachers. Know that you're in partnership with God. So you're not waiting for things to just happen. You're in partnership with God to make them happen. You know, I would certainly continue to listen to Bishop David Oyedepo's ministry, you know, through dummy radio and on the internet, you know. But as you know, I'm a member at Winner's Chapel, and I'm based in New York. And what God is calling me to do now in the vineyard is requiring more time, so I will not be able to do this as well as, you know, take on what he's calling me to do at Winner's Chapel. So to God be all the glory. Promotion cometh from the Lord, and it's all good. All right, so now let's listen to these testimonies. And you want to share, you know, you've been on the call for a while, anything you want to share, anything you want to say, if you have a testimony or a sharing or a praise for God, that's what this morning is, okay? All right. The first testimony I'm going to share, 11 years hernia healed via soul winning. 11 years of a hernia healed via soul winning. I give glory to God for his faithfulness and validating his mandate upon this commission. I have been suffering from hernia for the past 11 years. 2 weeks ago, I engaged in the last Operation Andrew Week with the whole of my heart, holding on to the promises of God. Now, remember I told you at our churches, we have different operations, right? Remember, so I told you we are currently in Operation Pray Everywhere. So the Kingdom Advancement Prayers that are up on the website will still be there. The Kingdom Advancement Prayers that are up on the website, you can feel free to download, or you can go to Bishop Oyedepo's website, David Oyedepo Ministries, and download them from there as well. But they'll give you various prayers that we're praying at this time. And so that operation is called Operation Prayer Everywhere. So as I read these testimonies, you're going to hear them saying, maybe, you know, they did this operation or they did that operation. It's just the same thing. It's just that we're always engaged in Kingdom Advancement Prayers. We're always engaged in soul winning, but they're just given different names, you know. And so it might be Operation, you know, Wonder Double. You know, they have all different names. So as I'm reading the testimony, I want to just keep that in mind, okay? She said, 2 weeks ago, I engaged in the last Operation Andrew Week with the whole of my heart, holding on to the promises of God. The next day, Sunday service tagged Breaking Invisible Barriers. I saw a contact of mine from the harvest field in the church, a contact meaning somebody she connected with when she was out evangelizing. She saw the person now come to the church, right? When we're out in the world, that's the harvest field, right? You know, the lost souls, the harvest field is ready for us. And so as we go out there, we're always looking to, you know, meet new people, engage them, find out what their needs are, and let them know that Jesus has it. When I got home that night, I thanked God for compelling the contact to be in church, as the contact has already told me after the service that he was grateful that I invited him for the service, as he would henceforth be worshiping here. I reminded God of his promises to answer whatever request brought forward by anyone who brought a soul to church that day, according to John 15, verse 16. I asked for divine healing. To my greatest surprise, I woke up early Monday for the covenant hour of prayer. Now we have a covenant hour of prayer that happens every day worldwide from 6 to 7 a.m. I woke up very early Monday for the covenant hour of prayer to discover that the yoke of hernia I had been carrying since 2006 had miraculously disappeared. Now I am healed. Truly God is not a user of men, but a rewarder of men, and it pays to obey every prophetic instruction. Surely the Lord is in this place. I give him all the glory. And the testifier's name is Raymond Imitu. Today is our last winner's call, and so we're going to go out, we're going to celebrate with testimonies. So if you have a testimony, hit one. Or if you just want to say something about the call, you've been coming to the call for a while, or, you know, you want to share, whatever you want to share, this is that time. So we're going to do that as we're sharing the testimonies. So we're going to be building up our faith, encouraging ourselves, as well as sharing. Okay, I'm going to come to you now. The last four digits of your number is 5976. 5976. Tell us your name, where you're calling in from, and whatever you'd like to share. One moment. Good morning. You're on the air, 5976.
Good morning. Laverne from Jersey City.
Hey, Laverne.
Hey. First of all, just God be the glory. I just want to say thank you. This call has made a major difference in my life. It came at a time when I was probably in probably most one of the challenging experiences I probably experienced in my life. And I just want to thank you, Hazel, for your teaching, your support, your love, your sense of humor has really just allowed me to just be who I am, learn at the pace that I learn, and I'm truly going to miss this call, but more importantly, I just want to take this time to just say thank you for what you're doing. I look forward to seeing the next level God is going to take you. And I did not want this day to go by without telling you this, and I just look forward to hearing what great things that are about to come forward for you personally as well as spiritually. Thank you, and I love you.
Thank you, sweetheart, and I love you, and thank you for all your love and all of your support, my darling. God bless you.
God bless you.
Now, you know how it works. If you hit one on your keypad, that lights you up so that I can see who wants to talk. And let's say I did that, and then you want to say something again. So you hit one on your keypad again, because the one will remove the light, right? Because, so just to explain this as clearly as I can. When you hit one on your keypad, it lights up your numbers. That lets me know, okay, somebody wants to share. Now, that light stays there. So in my mind, you've already shared. I'm not going to come back to you. So if you think perhaps you'd like to share again, you hit one again. That will remove your light. And when you want to share again, you hit one. So I would suggest that everybody who has shared, hit one. You know, after you share, hit one. The light will go away. And in case something comes up for you again that you want to share again, then you'll hit one again. Okay? So after you've talked to me, you've hit one, I've talked to you, hit one again to get rid of the light. Okay? Got it. All right. I'm going to come to you now. The last four digits of your number is 1058. 1058. Well, wait a second. Let me read another testimony, and then I'll come to you. This testimony is entitled Change of Level of Level. I had been attending this church, but I became fully established in January 2015 during the 21 days prayer and fasting. I engaged in all wonder double operations, but I was praying more for my needs than praying kingdom advancement prayers. I love that. That really hit me when she said that. She said, I was praying more for my needs than praying kingdom advancement prayers. Having heard the testimonies of others that forgot about their needs and got rewarded, I did the same during Operation Go Forward. I engaged fully in both morning and evening raids, reaching out to the lost, and also praying just kingdom-focused prayers, and everything turned. I applied for a job online in a sector I've always wanted to work in, and the following week, I was called for a series of interviews on Friday, December 16th, and got my offer letter the same day via email. During Operation Come and See, I engaged tirelessly, well knowing that my position would change again. On Monday, the 3rd of April, a meeting was held where the first quarter appraisal result was discussed, and the HR manager mentioned how I did well even without prior experience on the job. Then the following day, he called to tell me that the management held another meeting and I had been promoted as the unit head of my department. Secondly, I wasn't in any relationship And miraculously, God settled that too. My fiance showed up, and our introduction is next month. I have come to return all the glory to the God of my father, Bishop David Oyedepo, who is a rewarder of those who diligently serve him. Isn't that beautiful? Now, you know, in the African culture, they do what they call introductions first before, you know, they call it introduction and they have white weddings. Like, you know how we have a white wedding, you know, the bride is in white. So they have that as well. But the introduction is when, you know, you're taking your intended spouse to meet the family. So it's a family meeting. The families are now meeting one another. Lovely, isn't it? All right, I'm going to come to you now. The last four digits of your number is 1058. Tell us your name, where you're calling in from, and whatever you'd like to share.
Good morning, Hazel. It's Vivia from Charlotte.
Hey, good morning, Vivia from Charlotte.
And Laverne said exactly what I wanted to say. Girl, Laverne, you're on the same page. We love you. We appreciate everything that you have done for us. And we are so blessed because we're able to take the meat and disperse it to others. So it wasn't as if we just came and got, but we were able to share the word of God with others. And we were also enlightened by this call. I know for me, when we used to talk about going in and getting milk, the milk, and now we're leaving. It's almost like we're graduating. So
yeah.
We've turned the tassel on our hats now. So it's not necessarily a sad occasion, but the graduation, we stepped up. You've given all the teaching, we've taken the classes, and we've learned, and now we've graduated. And so now we can pass on what we've learned to others. And for those who are just starting, we can give them the podcast, and they can come and listen. But we thank you for all that you have done, and we've just appreciated this call. We've built friendships. We've learned. We've given our experience, and we have really noticed how much God has done for us because we've defined it. We've written it down over the years and all of the many blessings. And it's amazing to really see it when you write it all down, how he spared us from different accidents, how he's given us jobs, how he's given us enlightenment, how we've just noticed everything instead of just walking along and just taking life for granted. So I thank you. I thank you for all that you've given us and shown us. And we just continue to pray for you and your new endeavor, that God will continue to enlighten us. And as your mom would say, keep looking up, sweetie. Keep looking up. We love you.
Thank you, my darling. Love you too, Sugar. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. So remember, you can hit 1 when you've finished talking, and then that'll take away the light. And then if you decide you want to say something else, we'll hit 1 again. Okay. Let me read this one now. International job via soul winning. In September 2012, God gave me a job as the financial controller of an international organization. God revealed to me what was happening in that company and told me not to join them. So I made a vow to him that I would neither nor allow anyone to steal. I walked with God despite several frustrations and threats on my life. At a point, I was given an escort everywhere I went. When they could not get me out of the company, they lured me to South Africa for a regional training. There, I was told that my job had been terminated. I cried in the hotel I was lodged in and called my zonal pastor, and we prayed together. My wife and I also prayed and engaged in kingdom service. Shortly after, God told me, "Son, those that petitioned against you, I have petitioned them. Watch and see." So heard the bishop say, "You who have lost your job, let God employ you." So I keyed into that and engaged vigorously in soul winning. I went to automated teller machine points, shared track, and challenged them to allow God to employ them. Within 2 months, I received job offers from different countries of the world. When I asked God for the one to choose, he said, "Son, take that one." Today, I am the first employee of that company in Nigeria. I am so revered and honored. I give glory to God for restoring me to, for restoring me 10 times over. Hallelujah. And the testifier is Godwin Peters. I want to come to you now. The last four digits of your number is 8226. 8226.
And good morning.
Where you're calling in from. Hey, good
morning.
Hi,
this is Debbie from Cleveland, Ohio. Good morning. Good morning. I just come to you with, I want to give you all the, I want to give you praise. You have been obedient. You have been consistent. Your generosity has been so, so welcoming to share your spiritual enlightenment. And I want to thank you for the fire you've lit. It can't be unlit. I want to thank you for giving an opening for all the testimonies that have come forward. They cannot be unheard. And the light you've given us to be spiritually bold. I mean, every day, I'm sure people look at me talking to the Lord, talking to myself, they probably think. But it's brought such a pathway into our spiritual awakening. And, you know, 8 years, that is not anything to be, you know, That is consistent. You are a warrior in God's army. And I thank you, thank you, thank you, and I bless you. I pray for you daily, and I ask that you remember these words, because as you go forward, God is moving you to new levels. And I'm so thankful to my sister Perry for introducing me to the Winner's Call. And I've shared it with many others. I don't know if they're on today or not. They listen as they go to work. People tell me things. I said, well, you need to push one and tell Hazel. Hey, Bill. But I'm thankful for you. I bless you. I love you. And congratulations on all of your future endeavors. I know you go with God. And you bring a bunch of people with you, too. Hallelujah for you.
Hallelujah.
And I praise God. I thank him daily. When I get out of bed, I hit the floor before I ever walk to the bathroom or do anything else, and I thank him. I thank him all day long. And
that's
I thank you for your consistency, and I love you. Thank you so much.
All right. I love you, darling. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You know, she said something so interesting. My mom used to always say to me when I was growing up, to be consistent. Hazel, you have to be consistent. I might not have been in those early years, you know. You know how you jump around. She said, Hazel, you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. So, Mommy, did you hear that? Did you hear Debbie? She said I was consistent. Praise God. Praise God. All right, if you have a testimony or you want to share something about the Winner's Call, which ends today, as we go to our next level, God has promoted us and taking us to higher ground. And if you want to share, I think God realizes that you might have gotten it at this time. He says, they got it, Hazel. They got it. They got it. They can run with what they got now. They know where the information is. They know how to find it. And it's time. So if you have something to share, just hit one on your keypad, and we'll give you an opportunity to share. All right? I'm going to come to you now. The last four digits of your number is 3303. 3303. Tell us your name, where you're calling in from, and share. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi,
Hazel. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. Okay, this is Debbie, remember, from Miami, who never gets on the call. Because I have to tell you, I'm on a train right now. I'm on my way to work, but I just wanted to... Thank you for everything you've done, everything that those other group people have said that before me, everything, it's just ditto. I just love you for everything you've done since 2011 that we met on the plane. So I just wish you the best. I know that you've always stuck in there. You were always, like she said, consistent and just kept on and on and on. And we've learned all these years. Everything that you've taught us, I've grown spiritually, and I just want to thank you thank you for all that. I love you, and just keep in touch, my love, okay? God bless.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you.
I met Debbie on the plane in 2011, and I had just gotten the call to start this call. And, you know, she's been in my life ever since. Just a stranger. You know, I don't know about you, but I generally don't talk to people on the plane or anything. You may end up speaking, but you know how it is. All of us are in our own mode, and I generally use that time to catch up on what I want to read. And she pulled out, I just happened to notice that she pulled out Charles Stanley and In Touch. And I said, oh, my mom used to read that, you know. And that was it. And then I told her about the ministry that I just started. And that's why I love you, girl, and I'm glad you're in my life, and we'll be there. All right, we'll come to you now. The last 4 digits of your number is 1539. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, Hazel. How are you?
Hi, darling. I owe you a call. You've been on my mind. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah. Well, your mom.
Tell us your name.
Excuse me?
Tell us your name and where you're calling in from.
My name is Yvonne Wintz, and I'm Hazel's surrogate mother. Hazel, I'm extremely proud of you. The testimonies I'm hearing this morning confirms all that I think about you and all the work you've done. I'm sure it's very rewarding. Like all the callers, I wish you all the best, and I know that God is with you every step of the way in any endeavor you undertake. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, too. And thank you so much, my darling mom. God bless you.
Take care.
Yes, thank God. All right, listen to this one. HIV positive turned negative. HIV positive turned negative. My case is different. Sometime in November 2015, I tested positive to HIV. I held on to God's word in Isaiah 53, verse 5. I kept on reminding God that I am a partaker of the finished work of Christ on the cross, while I made Matthew 6:33 my lifestyle. Now we know Matthew 6:33, right? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I engaged in kingdom advancement prayers tirelessly, especially the Operation Go Forward. I evangelized and did the 3 tiers of Word of Faith Bible Institute in 2016. That's the ministry, the commission has a Bible Institute institution. And so that's one of the, you know, there are 3 levels to it. And that's what she's referring to. I attended Shiloh 2016 religiously and prayed, telling God that I wanted to be a partaker just like Hannah. For the first time, I made a Shiloh sacrifice, which was my 2 month salary. And at the end of Shiloh, Bishop declared that all who had medical conditions should go for another test. Even though I was convinced that my healing had happened, I was scared to go for a test. And I told myself, I will just partake in the 21 days of prayer and fasting before going for another HIV test. On the 7th of January, 2017, for the first time, I saw myself in the hospital doing the HIV test, and the doctor confirmed me negative, convinced, and started sharing my testimony. I partook of the 21 days of prayer and fasting of January 2017 religiously. On the 7th, that was just a vision she had, right? She was afraid to go, but now she was envisioning herself going and hearing the doctor say it's negative. So now she's going on. On the 31st of January 2017, the courage came, and I went for another test, and it returned negative. The woman who did the test was amazed because she knew I had earlier tested positive. Indeed, I am the redeemed of the Lord, and my own case is truly different. Praise the Lord. And that testifier's name is Mrs. Ife Ohe. Ife Ohe. Business turnaround. Before now, I was experiencing serious setbacks in my business. Each time I would go to my shop, very few customers came to patronize me. Sometimes nobody came at all. And most of the time, you know, I wasn't selling anything all day. I started praying and asking God for a change, but nothing seemed to be happening. When the Wonder Double Up agenda was announced, I saw it as an opportunity for my turnaround. Immediately, I engaged in serious kingdom advancement prayer and intensive evangelism and bringing people to church, believing God for a turnaround in my business. Just like a dream of the night, someone came to my shop and brought everything I would need in that. And one second, let me see how this goes. One second. Okay, so the person comes to help her out. This person is coming to help her out. She says, just like a dream of the night, someone came to my shop and brought everything I would need in that shop. She bought lots of goods for me to put in my shop with her own money and told me to sell them. Interestingly, she also said that after selling them, I should keep the capital and profit for myself. As if that was not enough, customers started patronizing me like never before. I have come to bless the name of the Lord, and the testifier's name is Grace Michael. Now, you see that? Nothing was happening in her business, right? She started to engage in praying the kingdom advancement prayers. You know, and what is kingdom advancement prayer? It's just really praying for others, right? Praying for the church, praying for other people, taking your mind off of yourself and praying for others. And then evangelizing, you know, inviting people to church. We talk to people, we pass people so often, we never converse with them. You know, one, you can invite them, you can strike up a conversation, you know, because sometimes people talk to you or you find yourself, you know, having a conversation. You could say, hey, what church do you go to? Then they'll tell you, well, I don't really go to church, or I go to this church or that church. Oh, I don't know. You know, I talk to security guards like that. Everybody, you know, you just, there's always a moment to chat. There's always a moment, you know, when passing or something, where you can engage someone in conversation. And then you can invite them to your church, or you can encourage them. You can say, well, you know, is there something that you want? Is there something that you need? Is there any challenges you're going through? Then you can testify to them. You see, so then even if they don't come to your church, you've planted a seed. So this is what we're talking about. So she started doing that as opposed to sitting around her shop and worrying and being depressed, right? Because if you start looking at the problem, you get depressed and you sink. And so she started praying for others, right, pulled out the prayer and started evangelizing. And then not only did the stuff in her shop sold, but God sent somebody who actually brought into the shop things for her to sell. Could you imagine? Took her own money and say, hey, come, sell these things. I'm going to. Praise the living God. God is real, man. Let's listen to this one. This one is entitled Matthew 6:33, The Turnaround Key. I want to return all the glory to God Almighty for business turnaround. Truly, Matthew 6:33 is the key. Now, you guys got to write this down, right? So certain things you want to remember. Remember Matthew 6:33. Matthew 6:33, remember we prayed that prayer that God would grant us grace to follow prophetic instructions as well as scriptural instructions? So Matthew 6:33 is a scriptural instruction. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that you're running after will begin to run after you. So that's what, when we hear these people talking, that's what they're talking about, right? They stopped doing their thing and started and made God's thing first. And I think what happens to us, especially us on, you know, on this side of the world, we tend to not really understand. You know, we've kind of been given like a watered-down version of Christianity. And so we kind of think that, you know, things are going to just happen. We also think that we'll do it at our convenience or at our leisure when it fits into our schedule, right? Going to prayer meeting is not convenient. Certainly the one we have, Covenant Hour Prayer, you know, there are things that God will call you to do that are not convenient. They don't fit into your schedule. They're uncomfortable at times. But that's how your breakthrough is going to come. That's what I want to really convey this morning. You understand me? It doesn't come from you being comfortable and, you know, just going to church and being a good little Christian and singing on the choir or, you know, being the usher, or being the praise dancer. And then you've got to go deeper. You know what I mean? You've got to go. There's more to it than just that. The devil doesn't care. That's why you have to be lighted. You have to do a lot of reading. You know, make sure you do read the books of the anointed teachers. Hagen, we went through Hagen's books. Hagen and Copeland and Oyedepo, certainly, right? Bishop Oyedepo. You have to read so that you can get light. That's why we're reading these testimonies that are coming out of the commission. These are testimonies that are happening right now today. You know, sometimes you think, oh, you know, you read the Bible and you hear about the woman's issue of blood and da-da-da, and you think it's from the past and you don't connect it to your personal life today. But no, signs and wonders are supposed to be happening in your life today. But there's what to do, and you've got to follow the instructions. Sometimes the instructions look foolish. You know, well, seek first the kingdom of God. Yeah, but I got to go to work and I got to do that. And that's how the enemy keeps you spinning. But if you notice, these people all did something, right? They all came out of their comfort zones to do something. That one with the international job where he got fired there. You think, you know, that he's a big shot guy. Now he's going to decide, okay, I'm going to go to the ATM and I'm going to invite people to church. And my wife and I are going to pray kingdom. We all got other things to do. You understand? We think we do. But to see what you want to see, you got to do something you've never done. Listen to this now. I want to return all the glory to God Almighty for business turnaround. Truly, Matthew 6:33 is the key for supernatural turnaround. That's what we're talking about. There are things we want to see happen, and they can only happen supernaturally. Truly, Matthew 6:33 is the key for supernatural turnaround. I love this one. Listen to this. I started a school in 2017. It was not growing. It only had 22 students, and this was causing me financial stress. I came to our resident pastor in December 2017 concerning the school. He prayed for me, and listen to this, and told me not to give up, but rather do something that I have never done before to get a different result. Do something that I have never done before to get a different result. Do something that I have never done before to get a different result. I had never attended the covenant hour of prayers, so I started attending. And to God be the glory. Soon after that, I got a property for the school. Furthermore, I decided to join the sanctuary keepers. So that's the second thing she did. She started going to covenant hour of prayer, right, which she never did before. Now she joined the sanctuary keepers. In our church, we have different departments, right? So you can join the sanctuary keepers. That was my first one. And I'm a sanctuary keeper till the day I die. Like, I can't see a piece of paper on the floor. If I go to the bathroom, I can't stand to see the sink wet. I'm just forever. It doesn't matter. But, you know, they clean up the church is basically who the sanctuary keepers are. She says, I decided to join the sanctuary keepers. I would come clean the church and the toilets. In addition, number three, I gave my house to be a home cell. We have what you call home cell fellowship on Saturdays, where it's an opportunity for people to ask questions. You know, when you have bigger churches, you do home cells. It's a way of creating intimacy among the members and as well as going more in-depth in the teachings that you might have heard on Sunday. So she did. She gave her house to be one of those places. So she did, like, we see she's done three things already. When Papa, which is Bishop Oyedepo, announced Operation Take Heed Into It, I engaged in Operation 615 and Operation Must Abide. Those are two other operations, both in praying and going out for soul winning. So she was praying kingdom advance and prayers, and she was going out for soul winning, plus all the other stuff she just told us she did. 7 months down the line, now see, some people won't wait that long. 7 months down the line, the God of Bishop Oyedepo has done it again. The school has increased to 125 students, including a school that closed down, and their 55 students were added to us. We serve indeed a living and rewarding God. So God be all the glory. You hear all the things she did? Man, you know, and so you just ask the Holy Spirit. But you know what to do. You know, like I was reading these testimonies, you know, And I was like, you know, Holy Spirit, I don't have to ask you nothing. You know, when it comes to what should I do, you don't have to ask him anything. He's showing you very clearly here. Do the prayers. Put Matthew 6:33. Pray your kingdom advancement prayer, right? Reach out to the Lord, and God will do the rest. Amen and amen. All right, I'm going to come to you. The last 4 digits of your number is 0533. Tell us your name, where you're calling in from, and we'll give you an opportunity to share. 0533. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I'm on the air. My name is Winston Paul. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Good
and
morning, Winston
Paul. Also, my sister's on the line, too. I want
Amen.
To commend you and give you all the praise for all the work you have done. I want to thank you for the growth in me and how you showed me how to apply what we got from you in our lives. Definitely want to thank you for that. Thank you for the energy, for the preparation that you came with. You were always prepared, and I want to thank you for that. And I know that going forward, there are probably better things coming your way. That is what this move is all about. That's where I see this move. So I want to thank you and wish you all the best going forward. And continue to do what you do. Continue to do what you do, because I have learned so much in me. I have learned to take the Lord personally. And all that came from you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the application, for that application. Thank you.
We pray
so as you go forward, I wish you all the best.
Thank you, my darling. God bless you.
Okay.
To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. This is Patricia from Trinidad. Okay, I just want to say thanks to Hazel. Thanks to Hazel for this journey that she has taken us on. You know, I want to say thanks to you, Hazel, for the enlightenment, the growth that we have experienced, you know, the deeper understanding of the world. And as you go to the next level, what comes to my mind is what God said to Moses. What do you have in your hand? You know, what is this in your hand? Use what is in your hand. And how I feel is that you have equipped us to do that, to use what we have in our hand, what we have learned from you, what we have heard from you. And, you know, I am really, really grateful for that. I also want to say, you know, that the fire that you have, you're always so fiery, because this is what I always tell you, the fire, the energy, the everything. And I am saying, I know you will keep the fire burning. I know that. And as Leviticus 6:13 says, fire must always be burning on the altar. It must never go out. And I know that you will ensure that that doesn't happen, that the fire will never go out. So, Hazel, I just want to wish you, you know, all the best as you go forward. You know, may God continue to bless you and work with you and just be who you are, who God has purposed you to be, because God has shown you his purpose for you. So blessings, my cousin. Blessings, 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 blessings. Love.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you so much. Thank you, Winston. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Thank you for being here. You know, you guys have been on the journey with, you know, a lot of you, Vivia and Pat. You know, I started this journey with Vivia and Pat, and I thank God for you both. Thank you. God bless you. This journey started, you know, when my mom died, and Vivia and Pat prayed with me every morning in those early years. Well, not even those early years. It was those early moments of 2010, you know, when the pain was so raw. And we prayed every morning. And then I heard the Lord say to start the call. And I did. When I didn't, just whenever I hear him, you know, I just go immediately. You know, because if you look at Genesis, right, remember Genesis chapter 12, the Lord spoke to Abraham, right? And the Bible says, and Abraham departed. It didn't say Abraham consulted, right? And sometimes that's why many of us miss God, because God speaks to you, and you know it's God, and He confirms it by His word. But, you know, you don't act. And then, you know, what happens is you delay, and what happens? The thing turns sour in your hand. You know, you delay. And then after a while, you procrastinate, and then you forget, and then you're off your path. You know, I always want to be, and you should also always want to be, let us all always strive to be in the center of God's plan for our lives. Remember Jeremiah 29, right? He says, well, Jeremiah 29, 11 to 13, says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope. So God has plans for us. And so we must always be asking God, is this where I'm supposed to be now? Being sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. You understand me? Always being sensitive to His leading. And then, you know, immediately, don't hesitate. And that, but you see, here's the deal. Remember when I shared with you how to train the human spirit? You must go back in and listen to that. You can buy the book. That's Hagen's book, How to Train the Human Spirit. You can also listen to it, the teaching on YouTube, right? Just Google How to Train the Human Spirit by Kenneth E. Hagen. And one of those four steps is, you know, meditating, spending time daily, quality time daily, meditating on the word, right? Then the next step is this. He gave four steps. One is meditating on the word daily, right? Then practicing the word, obeying the word, and then immediately obeying the voice of your spirit. You've got to obey. So, but you see, you can obey the voice of your spirit when your spirit is feeding on the word. You see, if you're spending time in the word, the Holy Spirit is teaching you. So when things come up, even if we talk to the lawyer, you talk to this one, you talk to that one, okay. But you must say, okay, but the final word, God has the final word. And when you sit with God for that final word, He'll speak to you by your spirit. You'll know. So it's very important. We have to be able to trust our spirit. But the only way you can do that is if you feed your spirit man the word of God, right? Then he becomes a reliable guide for making choices. Making decisions. Got it? All right. I'm going to come to you now. Did I just miss something? Okay, it was there. Okay, 6940 is the last four digits of your number. 6940. You're on the air. Good morning. Tell us your name, where you're calling in from.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
It's Harriet from Alabama.
Hey, Harriet, my darling. How are you, darling?
Blessed to be a blessing. I'm thankful for Stephanie and Ursula introducing me to this call and to you, and I speak blessing to your new endeavor. I'm thankful that you are a woman of strong character, great wisdom, many skills, great compassion, strength and dignity are your clothing, and your position is strong and secure. Hazel, you open your mouth with skillful and godly wisdom, and on your tongue is a law of kindness, giving counsel and instruction. Your son, rise and call you blessed. You have truly been a blessing to me and my husband, Anthony, and I just bless your new endeavor in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, Harriet, my love. Well, God bless you, and I appreciate you and Anthony. And when you said your name, I was just about to say, how's your husband? So thank God. Well, may God continue to bless you, darling, and may your marriage continue to go from strength to strength, all right? I love you, darling.
Yeah. I love you, too.
All right. I'm going to come to you now. The last four digits of your number is 0260.
Good morning, Hazel, and everybody on the winner's call. This is Ursula from North Carolina. I just heard my sister on the call. I want to also thank Stephanie for introducing me to you and your call.
It's been a true blessing since I actually came on the call. I've introduced so many other people to it that needed something in the middle of the week other than, you know, normal Bible study, just to give them that fire that they needed. But first and foremost, I want to give all praises to God for the knowledge and the wisdom that rolls off of your tongue and the fire that you have in you, the fire that you said that I have in me. And I think fire recognizes fire when you're doing God's work. So I just praise God for you. I am so happy for you and every endeavor that you have encountered. I thank God for your prayers. When I actually got on the call, my son's best friend had gotten killed in a car wreck, and he was away from me in school, my son was, and I just needed something extra, and this call was what I needed, and I praise God for you being obedient to the word of God and doing what God called you to do, because you are truly a blessing, and I'm thankful for you being that blessing that I needed in my life. So I just praise Almighty God for you. I ask the Lord Father God to show you favor in everything that you do, and everything that you do come with ease in the holy and the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen and amen. Well, I receive that. I thank you for it. I'm going to run with it. And I just want to thank you, darling, for, you know, I always remember, you know, when you, one of your first testimonies, you know, when you were leaving the building at work. What was it, a tornado,
yes.
Ursula?
It was a tornado, and they were, they told us to go into the hallway, no, the staircase. And the ladies were talking about, Lord, we might die. I'm like, well, it won't die. I'm not dying today.
That's
and
right.
I spoke that storm away from that building. And I'm in the staircase, and I'm praying in tongues, and I'm praying that storm away. And I told that storm they had to flee. And everybody's looking at me like I was crazy. I'm like, if y'all don't know the word, you better understand the word, because I know the word, and I spoke that storm
That's
away.
Right.
So you
That's
have
right.
to use the authority that God gives us with our tongue. We have the power of life and death in our tongue, and you better speak life. For me, I choose life in everything that rolls off my tongue. If I don't have anything positive to say, I shut up. And
That's right.
And another thing, real quick, Ursula, where are you? How can you not on your testimony? Give me your testimonies. God told me to bridle my tongue for a little while, and I had to be obedient. And I had to be obedient. He told me allow other people to give their testimonies, because I can give a testimony for everything. I can give a testimony for a
That's
person's
right.
I can give a testimony. I woke up this morning. I can give a testimony
That's
for
right.
a reason.
Honey,
That's you better right. praise him, because the rocks will cry out in your place if you don't praise him. So I'm going to praise
Amen.
Him every day of my life. So I'm just thankful. I am just really filled this morning, because I know that you're going to go and do great things. But I really wanted to call in this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for your text. Thank you for your mailing. Thank you for your words of wisdom. Thank you for just being there when I needed somebody the most. And I tell you, I just praise you. I thank you. I praise Almighty God. I thank God for keep touching you and covering you and blessing you and you being obedient to his word and doing what he told you to do. So I just thank
Amen.
You for your call. Thank you for all the people on your call that give their testimonies and live their wisdom also. So I just pray over everybody on this call, too, that the Lord show favor to them as well. In the holy and the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, my darling. Well, we can tell clearly, Ursula got a call on her life. Can't we tell it, y'all? Everybody know that? yes, indeed. And you better answer that call. You better answer that call. All right, I'm going to come to you now, our last caller. 2538, the last four digits of your number. So if I got one more testimony, I've got to read this testimony. You know what? Let me read this testimony, and then I'm going to let you talk, okay? Because I want everybody to hear this, and I know sometimes some of you guys got to jump off. Okay, listen to this. Dead brought back to life by God, by the God of exemption. Now listen to this. I have dominion. That's how we greet each other this year. I have dominion. I want to testify to the faithfulness of our God. We planned a family trip to Nigeria from Los Angeles in December 2018. We prayed, fasted, and got anointed the day we traveled. We got to Nigeria on the 25th of December, and on the 28th, midnight, the Holy Spirit ministered to me go and check my sons in their room. As I entered, one of them woke up, and for some reason, I decided to wake his brother, and he was unresponsive. Eyes rolled back with only the white portion visible. Teeth clenched, body lifeless. There was total confusion in the compound with screaming and crying. We started calling on the God of Bishop David Oyedepo and the God of Winners. My brother, who is an associate pastor in this commission, applied all the kingdom mysteries such as anointing oil, communion, tying the mantle. And then we started praising God. And after about 2 hours, my son came back to life and was asking, "What happened?" Please join me in thanking the God of Winners who has done this great and marvelous thing for us. And the testifier is Esther Yu. Who is the doer of all these great miracles? Let's say it together. Jesus. One more time. Who is the doer of all these great miracles? Jesus. You see how they took that? This just happened now, 2018. It reminds me of that one I always talk about. Remember the one that happened in 2014 where the woman died on the giving birth in Texas, in Houston, Texas, right? And, you know, they told the husband, "Your wife is dead." And he, no, I want to see my wife. They already got her covered over. By the time he goes in, he starts praying in tongues, blah, blah, blah. The doctors walk out because they're thinking, okay, he's just out of his mind. And then he calls the pastor, who is now our pastor in New York, Pastor Ajayi. He called him, and they, you know, administered some of these things mentioned here, you know, the different mysteries. And then they finally said, okay, because one of the things we're taught in the commission, and remember this now as we all go to our next level, pray. When nothing else is working, pray. So they started praising right there in the hospital in Houston, started praising. And the dead woman came back to life. And, you know, she gave her testimony. She went back to Nigeria to give the testimony. And when she testified, she said that she was way, way up. You know, she was way, way up. You know how when people die, you hear them talk those things, or when they come back, sometimes you hear them talk these things. But she said she was way, way up. And she heard the pastor's voice singing. And she just started coming until she landed back into her body. There's more. That's all I want to leave us with, really, is that there's more. There's more. There's another level. Don't be comfortable with religion. Don't be comfortable just going to church and coming home. Don't be comfortable with the status quo. You understand? Read the books. Dig deeper. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Set aside time. Your business is challenged, your marriage is challenged, your health is challenged. Pray the kingdom advancement prayers, you know. You know, go to Bishop Oyedepo's website, pull them down, download them. You know, just be praying. Pray the prayers. Pray outside yourself. Forget about you and pray outside yourself and praise. These are all the mysteries. Take the communion. It doesn't have to just be on one Sunday a month. It does that. That's not true. He said, as often as you drink this cup. Okay? All right, I'm going to come to you, the last caller now, 2538. Tell us your name, where you're calling in from. And
Hi, Ms. Joan. Good morning, Hazel. My name is Joan, and I'm calling from Charlotte. I just moved to Charlotte about 2 months ago, and I met you through a mutual friends, Dr. Goodman and Dr. Fine and Sylvia. Every time I will go to the Dr. Fine's office, he has your picture on his wall, and I will always go up and I will look at your picture because he thought so highly of you. He always gave you high praise, and he just say, "I just love that woman. I just love that woman." And so when I came to Charlotte, the end of last year, December, and the beginning of this year, you know, I was in a lot of pain, and I called Sylvia, and I was talking to Sylvia because we went through practically the same thing, you know, with our husband. And she said, you know, I'm gonna give you this number to call, and I want you to call her right now after we hang up. And so I gave you a call, and I left you a voice message, and you called me back. And I just want to say thank you so much for that day that you called me back, because you gave me something to praise God for. You know, I'm always into God. I'm always praying daily, all day long, singing songs and hymns to God, you know, praying all day long, just thanking Him. When I'm in my car driving, I know people probably think I'm going crazy. You know, what's wrong with her? Because I'm constantly talking to God. You know, God is always giving me wisdom. But sometimes when Satan catch you off guard, sometimes he'll just come in and try to destroy you. But you have to always be strong. And that particular day, I was weak. And when you spoke to me, I was talking about, you know, going to therapy. And you say, why go to therapy if you want to constantly talk about the same thing over and over again, just rehash it over again? You know, God is our doctor. He give us doctor. He put doctors in place to help us. But in the final analysis, He has the final say. He has the final say. And I just want to say thank you. And I'm so sad right now. I'm sad right now that you will be moving on. You know, not for me, you know, but I'm just sad that I, you know, won't be able to call in on Mondays and Thursdays.
You just said you got my number now. You just said you got my number, so you don't have to be sad at all. In fact, all of them got my number or my text or something. Y'all know how to get in touch with me. So you don't need to be sad.
Yeah, it's just I love hearing the prayers that you give every on Mondays and Thursday, and on this past Monday when I called in and they said no prayer this, you know, for 24 hours. I'm like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. But I just want to say thank you. And you know, I'm not going to any therapy. I rely on God, you know. Last Wednesday, I always fast on Wednesday, and last Wednesday I did a 24-hour fast, and Satan just tried to overthrow me. I said, not today, Satan. I said, get thee behind me. I put you under my foot, and I crush your head. You know, yeah. I met this young lady in 2010.
One sec. All right, one moment. What happened there? Okay. All right. I'm not sure. All right. Well, thank God. We thank you, Lord. We thank God for everybody that has called in. We thank God for all of you, your testimonies and your acknowledgement. And to God be all the glory. We return all the glory to God. And, you know, I don't think of it as the end, because there's so many ways for us to keep in touch, you know. And I just want to make sure that you just remember to do the work, right? Make Matthew 6:33 your lifestyle. You know, you've got to read, got to stay in the Word. You've got to read the books of the prophets. You've got to stay in the Word. And I just know that everything that your heart desires, this is your year of dominion. This is your year of dominion. So we've heard how others have dominated. We're hearing how the brethren, you know, these testimonies are coming out of Canaan land, Nigeria, but God is no respecter of persons, right? And the reason why I got a hold of them is because, you know, obviously it's like they're doing something that we're not doing. And you hear how they're doing it with commitment and passion, right? And so sometimes we want to second guess what the prophet said and second guess what the, you know, and how is it going to work for us and this and that. Forget all that. Just obey. Just obey. Just obey. All right? And to God alone be all the glory. I love you. God bless you. And we will go from strength to strength, glory to glory, honor to honor. As you go, know that God's Holy Spirit is going before you, making safe, joyful, and successful your way. As you go, know that everything is working for your good. Doesn't matter what it looks like right now. Everything, he said, all things work together for good for them that love the Lord. As you go, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare success for each and every one of you. As you grow, go. I decree you that you grow. As you go, I decree that you grow. As you go, I decree that you grow and bring others into the kingdom, bring others into the faith. As you go, know that your children shall be mighty upon the earth. Why? God said it. Doesn't matter what it looks like now. God said it's in life is in the power of the tongue, as that testifier was reminding us. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So the words you speak surely shall come to pass. So speak good over your life. Speak good over your life. You are blessed. Your hands are blessed. Everything you do shall prosper. Everything you do shall be a success. Your footsteps are ordered by God. You'll always be in the right place at the right time. The Holy Spirit is with you and in you, and he will always show you what to do and how to do it. Be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Ghost. Be sensitive to his leading. And you will always, always end up exactly where you're supposed to be at the time you're supposed to be there. In the name of Jesus, as you go, I decree and I declare that your God-ordained spouse locates you this year. Listen, he said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. And so your God-ordained spouse, that one that God has chosen for you, in the mighty name of Jesus, if he's hesitating to talk, I decree and I declare, he will talk. He will talk. He will talk. He will talk. He will talk that particular talk. God will make him talk. Mashanakaye, God will make him talk. And for everyone that's desiring to find his God-ordained wife, in the mighty name of Jesus, I curse the blindfold. Everything that would be blinding you from seeing her, everything that would be blinding you from hearing her, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that every blindfold is destroyed now. I command the blindfold to catch fire. Everything you do shall prosper. Everything that you do shall be a success. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are blessed. Go forth now, and I love you. God bless you. Now, the prison arm of our ministry will continue. Right, so the winner's call is not happening, but the winner's ministry, the winner's prison ministry, right? So we will still continue to visit the prisoners and take care of the prisoners. And as the Lord leads, you know, maybe he'll bring us together to do some praying, you know. So just look out if we're going to do a prayer. I don't know if he gathers us together to do any kind of special prayer. We'll make sure you all know about it, and we'll gather to pray. Amen? Amen. I love you now. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I'm born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to reign,
say.
Born to reign
in life. I am no ordinary
person.
Whoa,
I'm dancing for greatness.
Sing it like you believe it.
Born to reign.
Born to reign.
Born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm dancing for greatness.
Circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no. Sing it like you mean to say. Ooh, na, 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 whoa, yo.
Born to reign in life.